RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Now with the sports news, Des Cahill, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mary. Well, it was a long and at times boring match last night, but my goodness, the drama at the end of the Europa League final was unparalleled. Manchester United were beaten 11-10 on penalties after a 1-1 draw. The United goalkeeper, David De Gea, was the unfortunate only player who didn't score in the match, as Villarreal dashed United's hopes of glory in Gdansk. The game, as I said, disappointing. Only 3 shots on target across 120 minutes, the 90 minutes plus the half hour extra time. But the drama arrived in spades then with the spot kicks. As I said, all 20 outfield players converted their penalties in the longest shootout in a final of any UEFA competition ever. So it came down to the two goalkeepers. The Villarreal goalkeeper Rulli blasted home his effort, and then he saved De Gea's shot. It gave Villarreal a first major trophy in their history. It saw former Arsenal boss Unai Emery lift the Europa League for an unprecedented 4th time. United simply didn't do enough despite the massive gulf in transfer fees and salaries between the two clubs. Solskjaer's side didn't start well. They fell behind to a soft goal from Gerard Moreno. Edison Cavani did drag United level 10 minutes into the second half after a Marcus Rashford shot had been deflected into his path, but United failed to build on that momentum. So great disappointment for United. Here's their Marcus Rashford.
The feeling inside is difficult to explain, because at the end of the day we came here to win. We've been working so hard all season, and this was the opportunity to win a trophy. And you know, it didn't happen for whatever reasons, but we have to, you know, maybe not now, we have to, you know, get rid of the disappointment, but after that we need to look back at the game and see what we've done wrong, where we can improve. And all I can say is that the team will not give up. There's no chance that the team gives up. The manager will not give up. He won't allow us to give up. And we will come next season with a bigger desire. And the club, Manchester United, people say a lot about Manchester United. They are going downhill, blah, 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 blah. But for me, the club, the desire, the hunger, the talent, the ability, the squad, we have everything to compete at the highest level. We just have to show. We have to show it to the world and show to ourselves, you know, show why we belong in the top places, why we belong in finals like this, why we need to be winning finals like this. You know, in the league, we finished second. Second doesn't count for nothing. It doesn't count for nothing. You know, the Manchester City win the league, we finished second, it doesn't mean nothing. Villarreal, they win Europa League, we finished second. For us, it's nothing. I don't want to hear, oh, they were so close, because it doesn't mean anything. There's one winner and there's one loser. And today we lost, and we have to find out why and make sure that next time we don't lose.
Yeah, well, the consequence of the defeat is another season without a trophy for United, and questions inevitably being raised now about the future of manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. The former United defender Rio Ferdinand says that ultimately United failed last night.
Yeah, listen, if you're looking at it as a whole as a season, they've improved from where they were last season. You can see that the trajectory is going in the right direction slowly but surely. This was an opportunity to form part of a winning culture at the football club. And that was the acid test tonight. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and his team failed. You have to put it bluntly, it's a fact. You're trying to create a winning culture. You're trying to create an environment where you can see the players are becoming that unit and that team that are accustomed to playing in these situations. They didn't get a job done. You get to a final, you're there to win it, and that's it. And if you don't, to be brutal about it, it is a failure.
With more on this later in the programme. Elsewhere, Antonio Conte has surprisingly left his role as Inter Milan manager despite leading the club just a couple of weeks ago to the Italian League title. The former Juventus, Chelsea and Italy's boss ended Inter's 10-year trophy drought by clinching the title, but his exit comes amid a reported disagreement with the club's ownership over finances and the need to cut costs and sell players this summer. His name is now immediately being linked with a vacancy at Tottenham and possibly at Real Madrid, as speculation continues there about the future of Zinedine Zidane. In cycling, fantastic win for Ireland's Dan Martin yesterday, a fine solo victory on stage 17 of the Giro d'Italia, his first stage win at the event. He has now had a stage win at all 3 Grand Tours. He climbs to 11th in the general classification. The Colombian rider Egan Bernal still leads by 2 minutes and 21 seconds overall. Finally, a reminder that racing action today is in Limerick, and the first race is off at 4:20.